This week's episode is sponsored by Helio Gas Detection.
Right, this is the forums. We're on live, and please, you know, throw in a few comments. Letty is going to catch them there whenever they appear. And I suppose we better just start because, like, I mean, we were all at the siege, Bar Letty, but you're going to, that is resolved. You have your hotel booked for October, correct?
I do indeed. You'll see me at the October siege.
Yay. Awesome.
That's great.
Yes.
It'll never not be someone's first siege, which is brilliant.
Isn't that glad?
I love that. It'll never not be someone's first siege.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that the last couple of sieges I've noticed is the younger generation, there's a lot more of them, you know?
Mm.
A lot of people I wouldn't know at all. It's fucking great.
It's fantastic.
Even at that, there's so many people that you'd think have gone to loads of sieges and then you see them at it. You might not, you know, you're convinced that you've seen them at other ones, but it's the booze talking to you.
But there's
loads of people that still haven't gone. Like, it's just mental.
Yeah. I thought that certainly the amount of people that were there for this year, Jesus Christ, I was struggling to find people that I recognized and knew, you know?
Yeah, it's the same.
It was mad, which is great, you know. That means like there's more people coming in, there's more people getting into the scene and stuff like so. But did you find that way, that thing as well, Daniel?
Yeah, like definitely found a younger crowd. It was gas actually because Grace Sag were playing and I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna come out of my retirement now and go into a mosh pit. And I was like, fuck it, yeah, I'm holding my own. And I was standing in front of you, I was like, yeah, I'm fucking giving it socks in the mosh pit. I was like, yeah, I still have it. And then I looked up and realized they're all children in the mosh pit that I was belting off of.
Yeah, but you were winning though. Like,
you were fucking Royal Rumbling.
We just have to clarify that. Yeah.
They were children, but they were still taller than me. Yeah, they were still taller than me. Like, so
they were weak children. That was the thing.
It doesn't matter. You won.
I won. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. A crowd killed them all.
Oh. You're dead right. Yeah, I have to learn sometime. Like,
get you to malevolence, Daniel.
Yeah.
Ooh, now we're talking.
I know it was fairly hectic and worn out there Friday as well. So,
yes. I think that must have been a record for temperatures and Fred's. Fucking hell, it was serious. Like.
Probably not.
No, Fred's has been hotter than the sun.
It's not the summer yet. Like. There's been sound checks that I've set up my kit and just been fucking drenched.
Yeah, like, July and Fred's is like fucking the moon off Mars or something.
You can usually hear the bands like near Pana, like, because the windows have to stay open. It's the windows were closed during that gig, but the summer ones, they will be open.
Yeah. And like, while we're on the siege, any bands stick out for you? Evan, we were just passing ships in the night, really. Because I think I saw you
for like 2 seconds. Like.
Yeah, because you were going to a lot of the bands that I wasn't interested in or just weren't seeing, I thought. So maybe give us your perspective on that.
Parthenon were definitely like Jesus Marie. You were you were good.
Thanks, Evan.
No worries, man. I've seen you a load of times, but I'm not bored of it either. You know, it's like every time I see you, it's a totally different beast. I think just starting, you were definitely the highlight. Harbinger were unreal. Harbinger were top class. Death Collector, finally getting to see them, unreal.
That was brilliant.
I made sure to get in as quick as possible. So I got to see, I think I came in maybe one song into Grey Stag. Unreal. Yeah. And they were such a good way to start the siege, you know, because that's the thing with the siege. It's not like a thing like, oh, the bands get better throughout the day. It doesn't matter.
No, you're spot on.
And John will say the same thing. It's not like, it's not ranked. It's not, none of it's ranked. It's not by time. I think some people kind of have that in their head that they were like, oh, we're playing at 2 o'clock. Unreal. Fucking amazing. Like,
you can pint out for the day afterwards. Like,
that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not nervous, like, sitting around. Like, but
the fact that, you know, like, you can have younger kids coming in, best thing ever, like, because they'd be the most impressionable ones. Everyone else, when you're playing later, are fucking pissed, like, you know. But it's when you have, like, the younger crowd in, they're the ones that will really remember it. They're the ones that are gonna, like, that you'll inspire more of them than you will anyone that's fucking
a seasoned campaigner.
Like,
yeah,
absolutely. Like,
I was on the road for Grey Stag, and I was still on the road for Survivalist. And did you see Survivalist, any of you?
I did. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, class. Yeah, they they're very good at, like, commanding that side, that kind of size stage. They're one of those, like, you know, are you with us kind of things. Like, but they, yeah, they command that stage very well. Their guitarist, I think, I don't know if something happened, one of their guitarists, I think, for a song or two, like, either guitar just went or string broke or something, but they, like, it's a testament to a band that if something like that happens, they just, they keep going. There's no, you know, you wouldn't really have noticed unless you were, like, you know, on a certain side of the stage. So fucking, I commend them for that. Adversary were unreal. Tomas, I think, from flew now to Bleeblow. Oh my god. Come from that young man, like,
that younger man, that's right. Jesus.
They so good. I got to
chat to him on Saturday.
Brilliant.
Where was this? In Kilkenny, is it?
Yeah, he was with No Hassle. They were playing Hackett's with Joy Cult, Pure Pleasure, and Recoil. They were the headliners.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So he's in a few bands then.
He is.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. The more bands, the merrier.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can attest to that, Eb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they were the biggest surprise package for me of the day, Adversary. You know, I just couldn't believe how good they were for a band that are just only, after they're playing probably only three gigs at a max, I'm guessing.
It's not much. Do you know what I'm doing now? I'm actually opening up the whatchamacallit, the timetable, because it's so easy to forget how much things that you've seen. There was, like, I don't know, I think me and Danielle, like, a few of us, because you can be run. I was doing so well with seeing so many bands all day, and then there just comes a point where you want to just rest your legs, and I think we were there for like an hour and a half, nearly 2 hours before parcel on, like, we just, I think, like, somewhere in the middle of or near the end of 50 Foot Woman, went and maybe got a pint, and then sure, we got stuck chatting, which happens, like, but
yeah,
you know,
that's always the case. It's just to try and pick whenever that does happen to acknowledge it and go, okay,
just go all right, for it.
Yeah.
Did any of ye catch Pain and Vain or Jeff the Chemistry?
No. I caught.
No. You wanted to see Pain Vein, but I missed them.
I caught
the hotel and stuff.
I caught the tail end of Jet Fuel Chemistry. Yeah, very good. Very lively on stage, actually, jumping around the place and stuff like that. Yeah, really good band by the sounds of them. Yeah, I think, because then Settler were on, and then after that, I pulled up the handbrake.
Yeah.
I've a couple of comments to get through if you're still pulling up the timetable, Evan.
Yeah, work away.
We've got Hash Kebab with The Numbers Mason. What do you mean? Hope you find the answer to that. Miss You Big Man with Hey Lads. Kitten Lane with Still Have to Go to My First Siege.
Oh, and okay.
Terra Syndrome with Well Lads, Harbinger Increase My Sweat Count Tenfold.
Yup, Terry Sinnott in it to win it.
Yeah. So that's shout out to Rowan there. The last time I saw Rowan, he was being carried through the crowd at Hero in Error, I think it was.
Did any of you see Sun's Journey Through the Night?
I saw
no, but I saw
two or three songs. Yeah,
yeah.
I saw videos. Those were the unbelievable
theater guys with the masks and stuff. Those yeah. Are
yeah.
Thinking of?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Really, really. Cool.
I saw a couple of songs of those. Right, yeah.
Were they good? How would you enjoy them?
Wouldn't be for me, but they were really, really good at the presentation and how they sounded and things. It's just not my thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would have been the same. Like, I wouldn't have, not something I would have kind of sat and listened to, but you yeah. know, kind of just being in a relaxing on my own. But yeah, to yeah, see yeah, it yeah. live, like the theatrics of it. Yeah. I think they were Church Road as well, but they always have their eyes on top quality bands. Like, so even just seeing it live was something that I definitely wanted to see. I ran into the lads a load of times just because they had either one half of the mask or the other half of the mask on, or like loads of, well, I was going to say, like, you know, the black face paint, but they weren't like, I was like, it's not, I'm like not that. Saying, like the not like, but I definitely knew it was them anyway.
Cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were missing some of their band members. I think they played, like, was their bassist, they were missing one or two band members and had to play on without them, as far as I know.
Using yep. tracks, was it, or
I'm not sure, but somebody told me that I was
yeah. So like so they were the second band in a row then, because the Infernal Sea all had masks as well on them.
I could be mixing one of the two of them up, you see.
That might be what I'm doing as well, yeah.
Ah, stop. How could you mix up the Infernal Sea?
What do you mean? How could I mix it up? I don't have a fucking clue who either.
So
and they wear masks.
The Infernal Sea were dressed like, oh, I hate saying the fucking name, Ghost. But they had these masks, and
that's the band I'm thinking of. And they had like a little podium stand thing.
Yeah, no, front.
That's the Infernal Sea. So none of you saw that's the Sun's Journey through the night. No,
yeah, sorry, but sorry, actually
we never enjoy, saw it.
Yeah, yeah, I think you would have enjoyed them. Actually, they're kind of, I'm not even going to try and describe them because I make a mess of it. But they're cool.
Are they post metal? No,
it's a kind sludge? Of post. No, oh, yeah, they're
I definitely
not,
didn't
they're not
see
sludge.
Them.
Yeah, okay. But they do have like kind of skull things on their face and would recommend. Everybody was blown away anyway there. So
a load of my mates, Demo Lines and them, all really enjoyed Vendetta Love.
Oh, I got a text from Pam Murphy saying that they were out in
Pam Murphy was up there as well. Yeah. I enjoyed them for the little bit I saw of them.
We played with them a couple of times with the Magna Pina. Yeah, I mean, they're like every grunge band molded into one. They do what they do, and they're really good at it.
They're kind of glam, you know, glam grunge.
It's a bit of glam.
They?
Yeah. If you look close enough,
you know what they're like? Mother Love Bone. That's what
Like. Very, very similar. Yeah. But the singer looks like Crispin Glover. He's a fucking head off him, like.
He looks like your man from Puddle of Mud.
A little bit like the guy from Puddle of Mud, but Back to the Future, Crispin Glover, the fucking head off him, like.
I was going to do, what's the Puddle of Mud song? Come on, Evan, I know you're going to do a good impression.
Which
of
one?
Hey, everything's so what was the Nirvana song they covered? And made
About a Girl?
Oh, about a Girl, yeah.
They slaughtered it.
That is regularly played in this house. Emily has that on. All the time. If you give Emily a sip of alcohol, that's coming on.
Have any of you seen the Nickelback movie, actually?
No.
When is that on my list?
It's out. It actually got a cinematic release, I think, in Canada. But it's called like the most hated band in the world or something.
Yeah, I'd sit and watch that. I'd illegally download it now, but I'd sit and watch it. Like,
oh my God, I can't believe that they have a fucking movie out.
Apparently it's cool to like Nickelback now, so.
Did any of you watch the Foo Fighters movie? It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't bad,
It was all right. I watched it after Taylor died, so.
Yeah, I was the same. I said, fuck it, I just had to check it out, you know.
But, the documentary one, was it? The
No, I did it like a horror movie.
Slasher. Like,
thing. Yeah, yeah, it's shit.
The Studio 666.
Yeah, it's crap.
Yeah, it's tongue-in-cheek, like.
Yeah.
I think Metallica made the best movie out of all the musicians. What's it? Fruit and Never.
No. I couldn't fucking see.
No, tell me you're joking.
No.
I'll tell you though, I watch some kind of monster every couple of months. Like.
That's the best thing ever.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Clagganack. Ronan's band, Clagganack, were very good.
I fucked up there, I think that's even when the two of us were having too much chat. It was about that time.
It was about chat time when they were playing, which was a
It was chat time, and they were on my list.
So how much time had you to prepare, Howard, then for your set?
All day, Richie.
Really?
It's fucking hard doing the
fucking
the,
hard doing the graveyard.
Deadliner, like, yeah, it is fucking hard. What time did you arrive again? I saw you at like 7 or 8.
I know I was there.
You were earlier.
Half four, I'd say.
Yeah, five.
I came in for the start of Body Drinkers. That's when I arrived.
Body Drinkers were unreal.
Cool. Yeah, they were pretty cool.
That's such a cool name.
Yeah, they're such a good band.
Yeah, I love Chris, man. I can watch Chris all day. He's a fucking great front man.
Yeah, Chris is amazing. With Barry English as well, like.
Barry's playing 30 years now, like, you know, he's fucking, I used to try, 30 years of make, he's fucking shit hot, you know.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to try play along to I'll Eat Your Face tunes, like, in my bedroom on drums. Fucking unbelievable.
So by the time ye got to the stage, just even to set up, Howard, what time was that, like? How much time did you turn over? Like, who's the last band on the main stage? Oh, Requiem were on before ye.
They were actually fucking savage. I really, really enjoyed them. I think it was about, well, midnight, I'd say. They're about around 12 o'clock at night. You know, we started to raise the, or lower the drawbridge and got all the gear going, you know?
No, you were due at 12:15, yeah. So it was tight enough.
I think
then.
We were due to go on a 12:15.
The usual problem with the meter. Look at the frown. Yeah.
I have a few more comments.
Get the comments out. Yeah.
I think Marie loads up there.
Marie put the comment.
Free Marie.
Go on, lady. What are the comments?
Shout out to the 12 people watching anyway. Terror Syndrome with Sun's Journey blew me away so much. Didn't get to meet the vocalist, but he seemed like the nicest fella. Very loving to the crowd. And Terror Syndrome again with, also very glad I got to meet you for the first time at Siege, Daniel.
Cool.
I accosted him and was just like, hi, I'm Daniel. Very like yourself.
And we've got Miss Yeah Big Man with the best Metallica movie is Some Kind of Monster, best comedy I've seen in years.
Yeah, there you go. That's Dave Longan, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, cool. Hey, Dave. We're going back to Howard. We'll try you again, Howard. Can you please send in your votes, please, Howard?
No.
And he fucking said
the money to me.
Howard, and you telling me that you
wouldn't mind, like, but the
big fucking pole outside his house three weeks ago.
And they have a fucking mast, an internet mast outside my window. Spoiled the fucking view and stuck a big pole. Like a fucking giant.
Howard is just run some wire out through your window, climb up the pole, and connect it in. You'd be grand.
Plug it into the neighbor's house.
Hot box it, sure, why not?
Yeah.
I hope now we can get some description out of you for the preparation and how the gig went
top
itself.
Secret.
There's not much to it, to be honest, Richie, in terms of time. Some bands maybe take a bit long, but we're very independent of each other setting up as well. We just go and do our thing and we're ready, you know. Okay. And I suppose might give the drummer a bit of a hand with a few stands and things like that, but we had time to kill, to be honest. Wow. Setting up, you know, we weren't under any pressure, but Yeah, and then it was just a thumbs up and go.
Like the sound, the sound was unbelievable, wasn't it? Like, you never sounded so good.
The lads are brilliant in there. The lads are just brilliant in there. You never have to worry about them, you know?
And yeah, Limerick is a guaranteed good sound.
I think that there was history made as well, because they were the first headliner in the Siege to get an encore. I could be wrong, but I reckon that's the first time it ever happened.
I don't know, to be honest. But it was really fucking cool. It was nice, you know, because we were done. You know, we were finished the set and sitting backstage, and you could hear the crowd.
One more tune.
I'll be honest now. I gave a big heave ho in starting that. Now I was not done. Yeah, I was not done.
But I was like, fuck that. I said, we're done. You know, I fucking bass. It'd be a long fucking day.
Yeah.
And Kieran came running in. And he kind of put it in perspective. He's like, are you going back up? And he's like, no, man, I'm done. And he was like, look, all the staff are finished for the night. They're all up in the balcony. It's not often we get an encore. Just fucking just do what you dickhead. So he's like, can't argue with that.
No.
You know, but it didn't take much convincing, to be honest. But fucking, it was great. It was really, really cool.
Fucking, wow.
Got to play Jerusalem too, which we were toying with playing in the first place, you know. So it was nice to get that tune out of the way.
Daniel, I was going to wind you up. Daniel was alongside me. I was going to wind Daniel up because Daniel was going, they haven't played Jerusalem. And I was going, Daniel, they played that at the fucking start. You know, just to fucking freak you out. Like,
Richie, no. I'm so drunk, I missed it.
I'm pretty sure I saw a Danielle-shaped human fly off the stage at one point. It turned into the third
it was me, Irish. Yeah. Yeah. I got very excited on Irish.
I think that's Danielle.
Yeah, I have that crowd surf on camera, Danielle.
Oh, Jesus, I'm working.
Brilliant.
It was slow motion, and then there was a bit more slow motion on top of that before you actually jumped.
Yeah, everybody was like, you picked the worst time to jump.
Like, you did that in Limerick on Friday as well.
Yeah, I was sober in Limerick. It was worse.
Oh, everyone was getting up on stage during our set and just jumping crowd surf, like just on and off constantly. And Danielle got up and the song finished. And she just had to stand there until I counted in.
I was just like, oh.
She turned around to me and I was just like,
and then all the like Limerick lads were like, go up again,
yeah, can you do it again?
And they crowd surfed me the whole way nearly to the fucking sound desk.
it was like
that scene in Spider-Man 2. I was just being carried.
your timing was out as well for the part that I think it was the last song, so it was really slow, and I knew that part of the song, and Dan was like, right, Richie, I'm going now, help you up, and going, but you can't go now, it's too slow. And she turned around and she goes, how do you know this fucking song? And I went, because I might have got the album. Howard never sent it to me. Off you go, Danielle. Go on, up you go now.
To be fair, though, like that was what, like 12 hours in? Yeah. 13 Damn hours me. In?
I can't wait to experience this.
It's amazing.
Watching
the hardcore lads at the end.
I love it. Yeah.
It's just so much fucking fun. And
it's,
you just see the journey. See the journey of the day on people's faces at 12 o'clock. Like,
you know those videos that people put up of like, they usually do it at like weddings. You should all do it. I'm like, oh, I'm Richie, this is my first drink. And then they just clip to like, I'm Richie, this is my first drink and this is my last drink. Like, as it is fucking...
We tried to do that, myself and some of the girls, and it took us 4 goals to get one of the girls to go, this is my first drink, because everybody kept interrupting and the drink kept going down and down and down. This is my first drink.
But the characters you'll meet during the daytime, Letty, as well, it's just such great.
Everybody's
fun.
On such a buzz. Everybody's just so happy, and it's just such a testament to like Bad Rep and what they've created and the scene.
Yeah,
and
100%.
It just feels, it's just so welcoming, and it's just absolutely phenomenal.
Every year you see how more important it's getting.
Yeah.
And how important the Limerick scene has been in the last 10 years. It's carrying things there when things were tough, and it's, you know, it's fucking great to see every year.
Yeah,
I don't know how to express it in words, to be quite honest about it, but those lads deserve a fucking statue put up, you know.
100%.
Yes.
It's so funny if they did, though, and they did one of Kieran and John, but the one of Kieran was way taller than the one of John.
I thought you said tall Kieran.
Yeah. I'm going to search how much it is to get a fucking statue made.
Yeah. Like, if it emulated the t-shirts that they brought out.
Oh,
like,
that
know.
Was savage. Yeah.
That'd
that
be class.
Was so cool. With the pints
in the
hand.
For the t-shirts. Queue for those t-shirts at four or whatever time they went on sale. Like,
but they know they have.
It's crazy.
They have the Siege t-shirts, which is like, you really do need a whole separate merch area for that.
Yeah.
You couldn't mix it in with the others.
You get
nothing done.
That's right. Yeah, sure.
Don't fall into that trap, Letty. The first time you go, just give up on the Siege t-shirt and check out the bands, because you're going to be queuing for around 20-30 minutes. Despite the best efforts of the girls behind the table, it's just fucking mayhem trying to get a t-shirt at the start of the day.
Right, so
delighted.
I'd say you'll get it though, Letty, to be fair.
Yeah, did you get one, Danielle? Yeah?
Yeah, I got a few, yeah. So,
oh, cool, okay.
I brought a backpack.
I got a few.
No, I did, yeah. I brought a backpack with me to throw into the cloakroom. So it was full of merch. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it was actually very handy. Myself, a few of the girls went in early. And I went down and ordered my pint and asked Emma to get my t-shirts for me, so it.
Oh, Emma Q, there's always one, then that's good. Yeah.
Do we have any predictions for the October Siege then?
I'll have to say, I really hope that they're going to play, because they're releasing stuff, be 10 ton slug, Corrosa.
That's exactly the two I'm hoping for anyway.
You shot your load now already, Howard, with Partenon, but I presume Magnapina could be back.
Never know.
That's the thing, you can just do them all.
Worn out or due, aren't they?
I know of one band playing, but that'll be a late reveal. And
Howard, you might as well say it now because you keep getting cut off anyway, so we won't know.
Jesus, if you leaked a band here, like, you just hear a knock on the door to John.
Be a knock at the door.
There isn't enough fucking pints you could feed me before it leaks up, and John told me. Like,
No.
Go on, Letty. Who would you like to see?
I'm hoping for Idle Discourse.
Idle Discourse. Yeah, they played before that.
Yeah, they could. Yeah. That could absolutely. And they're constantly releasing stuff now. They're kind of doing that regular single thing. I'd love to see Bitter Pill. Bitter Pill, like Lost to Life, a few of the DHC heads, just to kind of mix everything rather than it be.
Bleak Truth might be on there.
Their set's like 8 minutes long. Like, it's in these. I know we're going to go into set times, but a lot of some of the hardcore bands, like, we had Lost to Life support us in Galway, and they were like, Evan, who was the singer at the time, messaged me like a couple of days before. It was like, oh, you know, our set's like 12 minutes long. And I just burst out laughing. I was like, we should fucking go. I don't know, like 18 minutes later, like, I don't know, whatever. Like, I'm not going to fill with another band. Like, we'll start you later.
I don't know who I'd love to see as well. I don't know, is it possible Elder Druid? I'd love to see Elder Druid back there.
Yeah.
Host Body. I'd love to see Host Body.
Josh's band. Body.
Fuck.
Yes. 100%.
Yes, Host great
Body.
Call.
100%.
Yeah. Great call. Aura. They're releasing a new one. Solothurn from Runes. There's just so many. I'd love to see Haint, how good Haint were as well. The last time they played, Jesus.
I cannot wait to see them now. It's going to be finally my first time getting to see them in June.
I'm really looking to seeing the Levain boys again and Eura open for Urn. That's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. I'd say Levain. Would Levain make it back 2 years? Maybe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't see why not.
Danielle, any shouts?
I think Appenham are working on something at the moment as well. So I'd love to see them.
Yeah,
I'd love to see them. Like,
it's the album they've been working on has been quite some time coming now. So that
it's been a while as well since they played a gig, you know.
Ziren as well aren't they due a release soon?
Yeah, so. Sure. I'm Fox. Fucking banging on about that release since COVID.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember getting a lift like just before COVID, listening to that in the van. Like,
yeah.
Hopefully.
I'd like to
loads
see
of comments here.
Go on, yeah. I'd love to see John Quill on stage as well with Third Island.
Oh, yeah, that'd be class.
We had John
and
Quill.
Tombs.
Yeah. We had John Quill.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was savage.
Go on, Eddie.
What a man.
Right, so we've got Mischief Big Man with, well, Conjurings from the Hellfire Club with, hey, folks, good evening.
Hey, Ed.
Parfalone were the highlights of the siege for me.
Yeah. Agreed.
Mischief Big Man, I've never gotten to stay late at the siege either because I've been wrecked from playing earlier or driving home afterwards. But even then, it's always been a highlight of the year, of my year, with a love heart emoji.
Yeah.
And Mischief Big Man again with, I reckon John will get Christy Moore for the Casbar set.
Fucking Christy Moore.
Sinead Ryan with, my oldest Siege T is 2010. Got the new Parfalone one at Siege. Now have a pair with Hand of Glory, one great set. BTW Siege is always a good day out.
Yeah.
Terra Syndrome with, I would beg for Hell Ripper to headline.
Yes. Agreed.
That'd be a possibility too. Like,
yeah, it's
I
a possibility,
don't see that.
Yeah.
That's not, like, we almost had Full of Hell. That fucking still hurts.
Yeah, man.
I was supposed to play that one.
Uncultivates Ryan have to fucking play. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Uncultivates, you'd expect.
Yeah.
Sinead Ryan with Roshi.
Is that a blink?
I have Twitch, like.
Of course you do. Sorry, Letty. Rojine, is it? Yeah.
Sinead Ryan just says Roisin.
Oh, yeah. No, that's. Yeah, Sinead. Yeah.
Miss You Big Man with. Eponym.
Yeah.
Album coming.
Well, they don't know, actually.
They don't know themselves, so.
Yeah, they genuinely. They don't give a shit.
They just says 2355.
Oh, that's not too far off.
Okay.
It's closer than it was when they started making it.
Yeah. I think it's a thing with Cork bands. Fucking hell.
Yeah
man.
Kittle D with Story Lads.
I kid. You said that?
Kittle D. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Me either.
Fair play. He saluted us anyway.
And Ian Booth with Can't Wait for Cork. Evan and Smiley with Horrenda. Keep the comments coming. Shout out to the 17 people watching.
Horrenda,
now up to 20.
Great show.
Yeah, Horrenda always class. Yeah.
Do you know who could headline?
Sorry, go on, Daniel.
No, I was just going to say, do you know who could headline the siege? I think would be a great call. And they're playing Metal Cell, would be awesome. But they're playing playing Damnation around the same time as the siege is Celeste.
Jesus, if we got them for Limerick, wow. I've
that
seen them. I've seen them in Damnation and they were mind blowing. It's the only way to describe them. Mind blowing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I seen them at Hellfest and they were supposed to play it like the Thursday, you know, the extra bonus day, and they were thrown on like 4:30 in the day. And there was
doesn't suit their set, does it? Like they're a band.
It doesn't. Somebody got cancelled later in the day at like 9 or 10 o'clock, and they took the slot and fucking blew it away. Pete was like literally thrown on the ground, ossified. He couldn't stand, and he was thrown
for
like that.
And
he literally sat up and just goes, "They'd be classed the siege."
Do you know, speaking of Damnation, who would be unreal at the siege? And I think I feel like it is a matter of time. Is Pigeon. P-I-J. They've done, the band that have done the Kirsten's Metal Bands with
Conjurer. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how you pronounced it. Class.
I only found out when I was talking to them, like, being like, it's Pigeon.
Okay,
I used to be like, Pigeon.
Get on that there. Get an all interview, get the old vibes going and introduce them to the Irish scene and we might get them
class.
There. Okay.
Conjurer have played.
Yeah, they're brilliant. So I'm seeing Conjurer in a few weeks' time. Yay!
Oh, they're at Dunk, aren't they?
They're at Dunk,
Make sure you see June.
Oh, I'm not going to miss them. I know all about them. Yeah.
June?
From Scotland.
D-V-N-E.
D-V-N-E.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you're June 2,
June Dune fart poo.
Dune to others as they Dune to you. Is that how the DVN, is that how you pronounce
Dune,
it?
Yeah.
I see them everywhere, but it's like, you know when you see everything tight and you just, it's like when you're reading, like if you're reading a book and there's a character's name and I just go, oh, sweet. But I know who, what you're talking about. I just have never spoken of.
Yeah, and how did Jean navigate the toilet situation, Danielle?
Oh,
not to go on about poo.
It was Danielle's fault.
Great segue there. Thankfully, I actually like didn't eat, so or like so I didn't need to go to the toilet that much. Okay. That was grand. Okay. Well, now actually, to be honest,
I didn't poo.
People were like going mad.
You
at
couldn't
the
poo, Ev. You couldn't.
I did. I just realized I peed low. I didn't poo. I like.
No, you couldn't.
No, I know that, but I'm glad I didn't see it as an issue. I was just.
But
like
people were giving out about the toilets, and they were like, "God, they're not flushing," and people just weren't flushing them then. And like I was like, went in, gave it a bit of a rest, and then flushed it, and it was fine. So I was
okay.
Yeah, some people maybe.
It's amazing how quick we'll adapt to things, but like.
I tell you now, I left Dolan's that night in spasms, literally in spasms. I could not wait to get to Brian Harris' house. That's all I say.
When I was like, do you know, like the upstairs Jack's, where it was
the one
like
with the throne,
the two, with the two beside each other, the women and the men. And I was like. I had opened the door and like the of the men's obviously just to clarify and so I opened it and like from when I opened the door the first like thing was open and I could see there was an absolute unit of a fella sitting floating on top of loads of brown like absorbent paper, not for like should go into water unless it's cleaning up a fucking spill. But I opened it and without even hesitating, without thinking that like the fact that this was a male toilet and this was a female made no difference to me anymore. I had to tell everyone that was in, just about to go into the female one to come in and have a look at this fucking thing. And we all did. And it was a lovely,
it's a community.
Yeah, it was a lovely unifying moment. I felt like there was no anything then. It was just us and the log.
So it was like a baby's arm and you were all going in looking at it.
I know, it was like a fucking teenager's arm. Like, it was like a teenager who recently got into fucking playing GAA. Like, it's like his arm.
I was in the Jacks after we played, taking a piss, and there was a guy next to me taking a piss as well, and fucking he stopped halfway through and he's like, oh, you just played a gig, you were fucking oh, sound man. And he gave me a hug and he's langer rubbed off my knees. A little fucking dribblet of a stain on the fucking ticket.
Oh my god. It's like some Jew piss your pants. Like, no, somebody else.
Somebody else pissed it for me.
Oh my god. Give me the respect of having to piss my own pants. Oh my
god. It's like, you gotta shake, man. You gotta shake.
But that's, look, Marie, that's when you hit the level of like.
Oh, that's the glory of it, man. That's the glory to people on
stage. Rockstar lifestyle.
Yeah. Last oh on at the siege, you have someone else that pisses your pants for you. Like, I'm not fucking pissing, you pissing.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
I'm so glad that was told.
Oh yeah, it's his name. His name was Shane. Yeah. There's a guy out there called Shane. I mentioned the Jacks. So
one of my friends is called Shane.
Oh my god,
my friend is called Shane as well.
Jesus Christ!
I think our friend is called Shane. Actually,
oh, it's our friend. Yeah.
Yeah, it's our friend.
It's our
Shane,
mutual friend. Yeah.
I got to meet him
to find where you were later.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. They love Shane.
Legend. Have we any more comments there, Letty, just before we jump?
Yes. Ian Booth with Divine, I think that's why he's saying D-V-N-E.
Yeah, Dune. Jesus.
Dune.
Dune.
Pay attention, Letty.
Yeah.
I've been corrected on a name again. The one I pronounced kill to the, it's no, it's kill Kai till I die. Sorry about that. Alan, one half of the Kerry boys.
Oh, Alan.
Hey. Yep.
Terror syndrome again with I'll try to get off my ass and try to get a spot for next siege, LMAO.
Mischief. Yeah, get on to man. John straight away. You might get a slot. Don't just make it happen. Like.
Mischief on, big man with surely Pupil Slicer have to play at some point.
Pupil yeah, Slicer. Like they're playing in Dublin on Friday. They were someone that I could imagine definitely playing the siege, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Terror syndrome with Curb Dog at siege would also be amazing.
That'd be really cool. Really,
yeah,
really
cool. That'd be different.
Yeah. They have gigs at the end of the year.
They do. They're coming playing, to the set again.
They're playing this. Yeah, they're playing the self-titled album.
They were a great band at Norpampa, and it's fucking.
They're still class, man, and they're fucking. They're dead on. They are dead on.
Yeah,
they are. Aiden Williams with what have I just tuned into with a poo emoji?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Brendan Murphy with a poo emoji as well.
There we go.
Cahill Shiel Lantry with dudes wins for a siege would be great if it's possible.
Who?
I don't know them. Dudes wins?
I don't know them either.
But I would trust Cahill's musical taste 100%.
And Hash Kebab, I don't know what you're saying.
Is this the second comment from Hash Kebab that you don't know what he's saying?
It's Lisan Al-Ghaib.
I have a weird feeling it's an
Lisan Al-Ghaib. Lisan Al-Ghaib, it's from Dune movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
I was there trying, it has to be an anagram for something. I was like, my brain was like,
mind
there.
Yeah, it shows how cultured I am.
Although I'm just a bit of a nerd, well, so.
I love the way you thought like Dune was culture.
I mean, it's trendy.
Arrakis culture.
Arrakis culture, yeah. Very racist.
So, Kamara, let's get into our main topic of the night, which is original bands. Shorter sets are almost always better than larger ones. Can we debate that? Is less really more? What do you think?
It's so... There's so many different factors to set time. But obviously, obviously we're not talking about like, you know, you don't want every single band to do like an hour set for a day long thing, but it comes down to the type of music as well. It comes down to, like, I know you were saying on the live today, you know, if you're spending a ridiculously high amount of money for like legacy bands, you want them to be goose by the end of it. Like you want them hour and a half minimum.
So we're on about the likes of Gojira, Mastodon, that type of band. You want
Metallica do like 3 hours, don't they?
That's
like
too long.
It's too long. Yeah, that's too long. I remember the first time I saw Metallica, I remember like after about an hour, I was only like what? 13? It was 2003. But I remember just being like, my legs are sore, like, you know, because I was giving it socks for the bands before, like Slipknot. And I'm like, I'm just tired and cold now because I didn't bring a jumper. But like, if you're doing kind of like hardcore sets, like a lot faster, kind of a lot more, much higher energy.
30 minutes
again,
max,
depending on, not 30, no, 40, 45, 50.
Okay, so you're talking about the likes of Drain, if you went to see them, Turnstile.
Yeah. Turnstile could do, did they do like an hour?
I'd say it was close to an hour, yeah. It was around 50 minutes.
They have like three albums, two EPs to go through. It's like, but you know, you're not going to expect them to do 2 hours or an hour and a half because there's a certain level of energy that you want to keep.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just finding that balance.
I saw 50 Cent and he played for like 2.5 hours.
My God.
Yeah, but he's not playing fucking me.
He had a full live band with him, to be fair. Like, he had like drums and like bassists and guitars. Like,
oh, did he? Okay, well, yeah. respect, but still, it's too long to see 50 Cent. How many fucking songs
the highest
that are
level of session
like?
Musician.
He yeah. did Get Rich or Die Trying in full. It was like his 20th anniversary of it or something.
Yeah, his only good album. But Howard, what? Let's hear your. I suppose it depends on the genre of music as well, Howard, doesn't it?
It really does, but for me, as a general rule of thumb, I think less is more for especially bands at a local level. There's nothing worse than being in friends and the band has got like two more songs left and they're shit, you know?
Well, that's different. They're fucking shit.
That's the way I look, totally the way I look at it. It's really different, I suppose, in post-metal with bands like Neurosis and Amenra and Cult of Luna and so on. The set is sort of structured, I guess, to peak at a certain point.
Yes, great point, actually, yeah.
Going towards something, and once it gets there and there's the peter off at the end, you're done, you know? There's no more to add. Like, so even Neurosis, I think last time I saw them, they played for 55 minutes and it was more than enough, but, you know, it was
okay,
a satisfying amount, like. But in general, with the Metallica stuff, I can't hold my attention for 2.5 hours, 3 hours. Gojira, Meshuggah, even Meshuggah, I mean, 35 minutes of Meshuggah is enough for me, but I know the price of tickets, I guess, is dictating a lot of this.
That's, yeah.
It depends how much you like the band.
Spending that much,
as well,
you want to see it. There's a bit of that too. But if you spend 150 quid in a ticket,
you're going to like them.
You're going to, first of all, you're going to like them and you're going to want to get your money's worth. But what that looks like, I'm not really sure. Is a 2 hour set your money's worth, or is an hour set of an intense hour experience enough, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think that, okay, for your bang for your buck, you're going, right, say the likes of Tool now, for example, 150 quid for a ticket, right? And you're going, I want my bang.
That's a cheap for the Tool ticket now.
Yeah, but like, but then when you're in it, then you're kind of going, I would imagine after an hour, you're kind of going, oh, your attention is maybe heading to the bar.
Well, not really.
They took a break.
If your mushrooms are good enough, you'll be able to do 6 or 7 hours. Like,
grand.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah, they took an intermission.
Did they really? Yeah, they took an intermission.
They took an intermission in Dublin. Yeah, they were like, we don't do encores, so we're going to take a 10-minute break. You go do what you do, and we'll be back.
I think they did the exact same thing with the Santa tour. It's for Maynard's. They're on right now. It's like Maynard's. This is actually a great one to bring up as well. Like Maynard's 60th birthday, he's doing the Santa tour. So it's Pussifer, Perfect Circle, Pussifer, and Primus. All set up on
Primus.
One stage.
Les Claypool played a couple of songs with Tool, and they did it like a bit of a Tool set.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's no opener. There's no. It's like you're just going from like everyone's in a line and will say, play in a Perfect Circle, two of Perfect Circle songs, one Pussifer song, one. Primus song, and it just switches, so it's the live equivalent of a playlist but with the actual bands.
Fuck,
and
never
I believe
heard of that before.
It's on at the minute, but it's they also, like, I think in the middle of it there's like a 10-minute intermission, but they have like a video playing as if it's some, you know, part of something, so they can get the break, because from what I've seen, any of the full live stream thing, it's like two and a half, 3 hours.
Yeah.
But like, you know, there's no change over there. That's just straight with three different bands as well. So that's one way to look at it. But your stage show on that is not going to happen very often.
Like, I don't know how people do the Doom gigs where it's like one song that's an hour long. And it's like,
well, it's one note that's an hour long is when it becomes a bit excessive.
Like, you'll get their sleep, though.
It's all ahead of you. Danielle, let's talk about sludge bands for you. What's the perfect time for you? Time
again,
slot.
It's not too different from post metal. It depends on the journey that they want to take you on. Really,
let's take it to 10-ton slug now. We'll throw that at you.
I was just about to say,
What are you expecting off them? What would make you happy?
I was just thinking this.
I was thinking like probably between 40 minutes and an hour. I'd say that's probably.
I would say
50. I would say 50 minutes.
50 to an hour. I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. 50 to an hour.
They have
longer songs though.
Yeah,
so that's what, like.
Yeah. Sure, how long it depends how long the album is. I presume they'll play that in full and they'll play like Matriarch of Slime and a few other classics.
Yeah. You're comfortably 50 minutes, yeah. They'll cover that. No bother.
Yeah.
Well, there is Zora playing well, it depends what gig, but I know like there's three other supports for, we'll say, Grand Social. There's Zora,
Trench Knife.
Or is it just two? Trench Knife and is it just the two?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, if they're doing three, it might be there specifically to give the lads just that little bit more breathing room rather than have fit another band in.
Yeah.
Do you know that you'll get a longer set in? It's the same thing that we're doing with Shardbone. It's the Shardbone. It's like they're not going to do a fucking small set. Like, we'll give them the extra time to be able to do that. So we'll have three bands instead of four bands.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
There's Dog Tired as well as playing the Limerick gig. Dog Tired and Trench Knife.
Yeah. I don't think Dog Tired are playing Dublin. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
I don't think they are. I think so.
Definitely Limerick.
Yeah, definitely Limerick.
But I suppose, like, if you're paying for, like we were saying earlier, if you're paying for something, like a Metallica fan isn't going to tire of 2.5 hours of Metallica, a diehard Metallica fan.
Well, I will tell you now, because I'm going to see him in Madrid in June, I think, or July. And I don't think I'll just like probably an hour, 20, hour 30, and then I've lost interest, you know. But we'll see. Yeah. But at least with Metallica, they'll tell you the set list before they'll play.
Yeah.
So you can do your beer runs and other shit then while they're playing.
Fucking, I seen Porcupine Tree in Wembley.
I'd say that was unreal.
It was really good. Yeah. Pete's a huge fan. They had no support or anything, and they did 2 hour-and-a-half sets. So
three hours.
And they had like a half 20 minute break in between.
Jesus,
that's intense, though, is it?
It was very, like, for Pete, it was brilliant. He loved it, but like, I wouldn't be as big of a fan. So I found some of their songs. I was a bit like, oh, come on now, let's get going. But if you're a diehard fan now, like, it was class, and they had good visuals and stuff. But but a lot of bands that play kind of Dolans now will say, like, Obituary, I think, did an hour. I thought that was perfect.
Yeah.
Cattle Decapitation were a little bit more, like an hour and 10 or
Paradise Lost. Did you see any of them, though?
I didn't. I wasn't at Paradise Lost.
Okay. I saw them.
How long was that, Lady? An hour, was it?
It's too long.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. I think, again, what's coming down to a lot of this really is the genre. If you're looking at prog or doom, like, they lend themselves to that longer song. You know,
100%.
You know, if you were to put that kind of faster, like, thrashier thing of like 45
for a trash band, Evan, all day long, 45 minutes max.
But 35 minutes. Like, if you're doing three minutes, some 2.5, like, that's serious. Like, that's a lot of tunes I have to go through. You'd have to be a bigger band to be able to do that if your songs are, like, imagine an hour and a half grindcore set.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there is enough fucking,
I don't think it's ever been attempted.
I don't think a band has an hour and a half fucking grind song.
I saw the Gaslight Anthem a couple of years back at the National Stadium, and Brian Fallon, the lead singer, he talked so much they actually couldn't finish their set.
Oh, Christ.
Really?
No, that's interesting.
That's annoying.
Yeah, that would piss me off. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
You know who... Sorry, go on, Liddy.
Oh, no, you go. I was finished.
I was going to say, do you know who I'd say people almost relish that is, like, a lot of punk bands like Blink-182 and stuff. It's almost like...
I'm going to go see them in August. I cannot wait.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, I remember they released that, was it the Tom Martin Travis show, where it was like they had, like, the bonus tracks was like 20-something tracks of them just talking muck in between songs, and it was longer than,
fuck's sake,
almost longer than the actual set. So I guess, and like, it'd be grand if they were, like, really funny, but, you know, there's only so much dick and fart jokes that you can make.
I've seen clips of their Lollapalooza shows that they did recently and what they did in Brazil, and it's really just them talking like they're 15.
That's
and then
it.
Just going into next
song. It's funny when you're 15. But Keep in mind, we did talk about actual shit. But, like, that was like, we're adults now. We take actual poos. Like,
they're in a, they live in a, they live in a different planet.
My mom actually
like.
Fell asleep to there. Yeah.
You know, your man to Dolans either.
Your man is mad about fucking aliens. The other guy's married to Kardashian. This is a whole different level of fucking thinking altogether, you know?
Yeah.
And is it the same thing? Who knows?
Any comments, Letty, there? Anyone agreeing with us or?
We have loads. And actually, comment from Ian Booth. I have a very funny story to tell. Well, I'll get through the comments first.
Okay.
So we've got, we got hash kebab with 40 minutes sets or bust.
Yeah.
Kitten Lane, more bands equals more people to get paid from the Take Two.
Okay.
That is true. It's a factor, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miss Big Ya Man, the best set length finishes 15 minutes before the last bus. I 100% agree with that.
A lot of people will.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Man again with, I saw Devin Townsend a few years ago and he did close to 2.5 hours with no support band. I think his tunes have enough variety that it didn't feel that long at all.
Okay.
I agree with that.
If you're a fan, yeah.
That's his fan base. His fan base are fucking obsessive too. You know, the Townsend fans are, they go hard.
They'll write if he does go home. Like,
Ian Booth with, depends on the band very much. I could watch Clutch all night, but your head would
Clutch do really long
after
set.
2 hours of Meshuggah.
Yeah,
scramble after it.
Wayne Donaldson with, we seen Underworld recently. They played 1 hour set, then took a half hour interval and came back for another 90 minute set. It was incredible and worked really well.
Okay. Hello, Wayne. Good to have you on board.
Miss you.
Miss you, buddy. Hopefully see you soon.
Yeah.
Hash kebab again with, saw Sun O bracket.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
A few weeks back. W hours of pure dread. Need more of that, lol.
Did you hear like 14 people passed out at their gig in Manchester?
Easily.
14.
Jeez. 14, yeah.
Rookie numbers.
Yeah.
It was the same at Bring Me the Horizon. There was just people fainting left, right, and center.
That's a different fainting.
That's a different fainting, yeah.
When Ollie's so sexy, what are you supposed to do? Like, I don't even listen to them and I faint every time I see them.
I love it. That's a different faint. I love it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
There's no health and safety there.
Yeah.
Ian Booth with, fell asleep watching Dream Theater in London years ago. It felt like Boxer getting knocked out. Bliss, wee. And that brings me on to my story. My mom fell asleep when we went to go see Slayer.
What? Are you joking me?
I am not. We were sitting and she fell asleep because she says that she felt like she was on a train because a lot of the Slayer songs are
That's so funny. Your mom's such a legend. That's so good.
I don't let her live it down.
No, that's brilliant. I have one thing. I was actually talking to my dad about this a while ago. It's a lovely, did anyone see them? Do you remember Triple X, that movie? It's one of,
yeah,
it's relatable because it got me into like Hate Breed. It got me into, I was like, yeah, I was like 13 when it came out, but I went to see it with my gran in Port Leash, and my gran fell asleep straight away. And the one scene, I was like, it was like fire, and I was like, yeah, and my gran's fast asleep beside me. No problem throughout the whole movie, fast asleep. And then gradually there's one like ridiculous sex scene that comes up.
Or she woke up for that.
My gran is there like I was like, I've never had more sweat rolled down my face in one go, being like, oh, fuck.
Don't wake up.
Yeah, and she woke up, literally opened her eyes just after it finished, and she was like, oh, is it still on? I was like, no, it's still on, don't worry about it, like, that's fine.
I fell asleep at a gig and the guy stopped the fucking gig and pointed me out and told my buddy to
who
wake
was
me.
It?
Yeah.
Guaranteed it was someone like Dave.
It was, what's the guy that sings I've Never Met a Girl Like You Before? Is it Evan?
Never Met a Girl.
Yeah, Elvin Collins or some fucking thing, is it? Edwin Collins, yeah, he was with Orange Juice.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. It was in Cypress Avenue, the old Cypress Avenue. And after 20, 30 minutes, obviously there was a lot of drink and weed involved. After 20, 30 minutes, I was just passed out. We were like at the front. So I was And he was, it was a solo set, so he was playing the acoustic guitar, and like he stopped the set and told my buddy to wake me up.
God.
Oh man, that was bad. Yeah, Edmund Collins, yeah. But I think as well that the attention span for younger generation coming through, if a gig is too long, their attention span goes and they go on their phones very fast.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out.
I don't think it's that widespread, to be honest. I think people are still looking for long form stuff, you know. Yeah.
Not everyone's an iPad baby.
No.
I think people will go on their phone to make a video or whatever.
It's a bit of
problem with that. Yeah, like fucking get the video, you know, I'm at this gig, put it down. But I think that kind of like TikTok's quick 5 seconds thing is more when it's like they have control of what's going on, that they're like, I don't have to. Whereas when it comes to live music, they'd either just leave if they want, but like they're probably not going to put themselves in a situation if they're paying for it. They'll get their videos, but they'll even if they watch it through their phone, they'll see something. I don't think it's as like, oh no, fuck this, I'm gone. Like, you don't have
I don't think so. You see a lot of people looking for their moment in a set now, where they're looking for their moment that they can share on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is.
And that's fine.
I have no problem with that. Because there's an interest in what's happening throughout, though. I've noticed, like, it's the same person who's doing that is watching the whole gig, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's a bit of a backlash against that from some kids. I think that they're like, I don't want the short form shit. And, you know, people are still leaning into that longer form stuff still, I believe, anyway.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. No, I just thought that was kind of, you know, just especially with phones and stuff like that, people just fucking switch off in the middle of a gig and they're looking at shit on their phone, you know? And
I have noticed, especially in kind of like the pop sphere and like even the rap scene, there's barely any songs over 3 minutes now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's fuck the bridge. What's the point in a bridge? The bridge is just in the way to get to the chorus. Like, they don't want... That is you're dead right, Letty. It is a thing of like hook, keep it as hooky and quick as possible, and they'll keep it shorter so it goes back. There's literally songwriting seminars on that. I was like, people don't
really
want.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, it's like
the objective is different though. The objective in that sphere is commercial success and finance and money and clicks and likes. In our little world here, that's never been the gain for anybody. Anybody that's going to the Siege of Limerick to watch a band wants to watch a fucking band.
Yeah.
You know, they're not looking for their 3 minute attention span thing. If they are, they're not there in the first place. But in the rap sphere,
there's different
contexts, you know. There is. Yeah. There's always crossover, but as a general rule, I guess, you know.
I guess that brings on to kind of a more interesting leadway. I have a very strong opinion on this. What is your perfect time for an album?
40 minutes for me. 40 on the button.
Yeah, around 40 is good because I can get it done in a walk.
I'd agree. Anything over 45 minutes is tough to listen to.
I feel the same.
Not a fan of double albums either.
Well, it's a Taylor Swift's new album. I listened to it. It's 2 hours and 2 minutes. And
I'm so disappointed.
Is this the
re-release
thing is that the re-release thing that she's doing? Now, Emily's sister has given. I'm up to date. Okay.
Emily's sister
has told me. Yeah. So this is still continuing on the whole, like redoing because of her label.
This is her completely new.
So this
new
is brand
album.
New. Yeah. After she does, is not under that contract. Fair play to her.
But she has the cheek to
That's
call
a lot
it a
of
double
fucking
album.
Music, though. 2 hours, 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it's a slog.
Anything is 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours of anything. Like,
even if Metallica fucking released,
especially
a fucking 2 hour album, they're fucked anyway. Nobody cares anymore. Yeah, well,
especially if Metallica do a 2 hour album.
So I mean, fuck off, you know.
That hurt a little bit, Richie.
Wait for the comments to come piling in.
I'm trying to piss someone off.
Is this how you're going to get engagement?
Yeah, engaging. Nah, I'm fucking.
That's their biggest fucking problem, Metallica. They've no fucking editor. That's it.
You know what I feel would like be amazing for me, and this is someone now that it's like I want to like. I was never like a massive Metallica fan, but instead of going to these big massive producers, if they went to someone like Will Putney or someone that's like dealing with more like modern heavier bands. Go with a fucking totally different dude, not go like, okay, here's the guy that did all these big massive bands that like, Whitesnake back in the day, or like did Guns N' Roses and all this. It's like, oh, we'll get this sound. It's like, no, you want to sound raw, because that's what, you look at any comment section, it's like, there's no rawness to them whatsoever.
But you have to fuck out Lars Ulrich because of that, you know? You have to fuck them out of the band.
I'm telling you, you don't at all. That's bullshit. But
you're forgetting, lads, like, they don't owe anybody anything. They have three or four of the most important metal albums that have ever been released. And it's probably because it's past a generation now and people may not remember what it was like when Metallica first came out. Like, they don't owe anybody anything. They were the best band on the planet, bar none, for 20 years.
They still are.
You know, and they're not the force that they were at all, and they're not the band they were, for sure. But the fact that they're still doing it at the age they're doing, at the intensity that they're doing it, they're 60-year-old men, you know. Big round of applause for me.
At the same time, if you're going to release new music, you can't just be like, oh, I'm doing it, but like, don't expect much. Don't go on a fucking PR campaign and be like, you know, the clown from Slipknot shit of like, it's our heaviest yet softest thing ever. It's like fucking.
It's the heaviest, most sensitive album we've ever done.
Yeah, exactly. It's got everything and nothing. It's got 100 songs and also no songs. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like you can live off a legacy, but if that's the case, then just fucking live off it and stop.
And stop recording. Like, obviously, just stop recording. Just play the music.
But you got to remember, they created that legacy and.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but just 100%. Stop recording to do fucking music.
Yeah, that's it. If they did, and 100%, you'll never take that away from them unless they keep releasing shit music.
Shit, yeah. Stop fucking releasing.
But there's a point.
Because then the legacy will always come with a but.
And to know what I will say about them, did you see the covers they did of Elton John's? They are one of the best cover bands in the world. So just Metallica, stop releasing original stuff. Just keep fucking covering other stuff. Do a Taylor Swift song and make us all fucking happy.
If just different producer, I guarantee you. You can have the heaviest band ever with just down. You can have
throw Metallica that makes everybody like.
Saint Anger is my favorite Metallica album. I'm not even saying that to be funny. I think for the amount of flack it gets, I think that album was released by anyone else, it would be critically acclaimed.
Do you know what?
If it had a better produced, maybe. But
Do you know what? That album now, like, it's done. I understand why Nickelback now. It's cool to like Nickelback again because and Creed.
Creed
are the best band ever, but like,
give me a Creed song. Who can do a Creed cover or sing?
Can you take me?
Emily's going to be convinced the podcast is done now. Like, he's just singing again.
Any comments, Lily?
Yes, we've got loads.
There's definitely going to be comments when you throw Metallica.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah.
We've got Wayne Donaldson. No effects are notorious for playing less songs that are intended due to talking so much. Sinead Ryan, soft out, fainting, haha. Claire Hampton, 1 year at Damnation, fell asleep standing during anal naff rack, resting his head Wayne on a can of red stripe.
Fuck yeah, Wayne.
Terror Syndrome. In terms of metal, the younger crowd are the most active out of anyone, really. I'd only get tired if my legs are after giving out in the pit.
Great point. But you're spot on, wrong.
Dead right. Yeah. That's what we need. That's what we need, younger lads, because...
Mr. Big Man with pet peeve, people only taking Instagram stories of the first song, so you fuck all to share as the band afterwards.
Okay, can I just 1 second? You know the thing of like people like with phones and like doing it, you know, like, oh, everyone's on their phone. You know, I was like, I don't give a fuck. This seems to be a bigger issue to everyone. I don't care if someone's on, if I'm watching a band and it's a band I want to see, I'm not I don't care what anyone else is doing with their phone, unless someone was in my face, which people say, oh yeah, it is that. Never ever happens. Unless you were like,
well, Evan, because you're tall, fucking tall, that doesn't affect you.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I haven't heard anyone that's way smaller than me be like, oh, everyone's on their phones. It's like, we're just fucking, everyone's too tall. Do you know? Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't give a shit. I'm not gonna, like, if I'm really into this band, regardless of like if the crowd is going absolutely apeshit or whatever, that you can't have your phone out. If somebody's really, really, really into this band, I'm not looking at what anyone else is doing. I'm looking at the band and I'm paying attention. If I don't care about
Evan,
band,
if you were 5 foot fucking two, if you were 5 foot care. Two and you're this prick in front of you, but he's phone up the whole time, would you care? Of course you would.
That's why you gotta try to get the front.
Move over. Yeah, get to the front. But like, no, I like, it just, it is, am I the only one that thinks that? Is anyone else being like, oh fucking, or is it just something that a narrative that started that we all enjoy saying, like, you know,
it's never bothered
phones or this.
Bothered me.
No,
yeah, it doesn't bother me.
There's only one time ever I was at Toto in the academy, and a guy had these iPads and he had it up in the middle in the front.
An oh, iPad. Fuck off. Are you kidding me?
It only lasted maybe 2 minutes. Someone threw a beer at him and fucking destroyed his iPad.
Yeah, that was me.
Fucking, you know.
Fucking prick. Your fucking iPad.
But that's the only time. And even the other perspective of playing on stage and people with their phones, it has never bothered me. It's never been something where I've been like, I don't like this. I don't give a shit, you know. You're there and you have your phone up, great, you're there. You know?
But like, again, it's the Irish metal scene is very respectful that way.
I think people, so. And that's people we're probably, are respectful. We're probably looking so. At respect,
like,
yeah.
That's what I was like, I'm hoping that someone's getting something like that. I don't know, because you see it like as a kind of a generalized topic online, but whatever, like,
yeah, I don't think it's not ever really been an issue of debate for me anyway.
No, I have so much other shit that I have to be angry about, not fucking people on their phones. I don't give a shit what's on your fucking phone, like, whatever, like, grow up.
We've got loads of comments.
No, go on,
it's all kicking off.
Okay,
good.
Wayne Donaldson, with Sick of It All's debut album is 18 minutes long, so that by default is the perfect length of an album.
A lot of perfect albums are 80 minutes long.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Terror Syndrome, with wouldn't be surprised if you two released a day long album, actually.
Yeah.
Sinead Ryan, oh, amen to that, Metallica are so over. Yawn.
Yeah, Sinead.
Hash Kebab with
Hold Me Now.
Thanks, Evan.
Can we get a Hash Kebab comment that we understand? Go on, what is it?
I understood that.
What did he
right
say?
Right here, brother.
Hold
me now.
We've got Strangers with Guns, hoping to get back to Siege next year ourselves. Sorry, playing catch-up. Username is taken 777. Have an office desk for sale, 140 by 60.
Fuck off.
That's fucking Quill. That's John Quill. He was trying to fucking sell it in the group chat earlier. Yeah. No one replied, and now he's selling it here.
How dare you, John? How fucking dare you?
Put a pen in the drawer, John, and I'll buy it off.
It's a gorgeous desk.
It is nice.
It's a beautiful desk.
Like a grey one. It has the full thing, and then there's
I thought it was
side
white.
Parts.
It has a white sheen on it.
Just to give Quilly a plug too, at the Park Loan show in the Siege, I was using his QFX pedal, his delay pedal.
Okay.
And it was my first time using it live, and had been using it for 2 weeks leading up to the gig. It's a fucking fantastic pedal. So, John, if you throw one of them into the drawer, I might bite that table off you.
Yeah. Also, Quill did the he did a live prayer with us at the gig.
Oh, yeah.
Through him waiting in the unity of the Holy.
He didn't, did he?
He did.
Oh,
when we play Limerick, and we in between songs, we have like samples or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we change one anytime we play Limerick when we know Quill is coming, that we put on a recording of him that he sent into one of the group chat. He sent in a thing of him singing that, and then Brian put like loads of reverb on it, and it became just our favorite thing ever. We used to just, like, Brian has the jam man, so he just plays it every 10 seconds. Like, it's like, this is the best thing ever. But Quill was there, so at the very end of it, he got up. That's the picture. If you look at the worn out page, you'll see, like, Quill has, like, Xander's handing the mic to Quill, and he's singing it, harmonizing with himself live. And I was sitting there being like, because I had my in-ears, and I was just like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. This is amazing. I don't care what happens with music anymore. This is fucking, like, everyone in the room felt present.
We were all through him with a millennium.
Yes, we've got more comments. Does anyone know who Hash Kebab is?
I haven't heard one comment from him yet, because you're all laughing and roaring and shouting over him.
We've got Hash Kebab. Is that John Quill trying to sell his table again?
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Big Man with at username is taking 77 anything in my ads. Kitten Lane is, it's the tall fecker that's blocking my phone at gigs that annoys me.
Aiden, you're tall, like. Aiden's my neighbor as well, that's the thing.
Strangers with guns with people in the chat, hit the like button. Claire Hampton, I'm short, and when I try to watch the band, all I can see is phones as they are in my eye line looking up with a sad emoji.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I knew there was people suffering. We can feel your suffering.
We can feel it, Claire.
I can't, I'm tall.
Okay.
Hash Kebab with, it was just for you, Evan, XX.
My man.
Terror Syndrome, to be fair, hymns are perfect for metal samples, creepy as hell.
Mm.
Mr. Big Man with, John Quill has the voice of an angel and the arse of a devil.
No, he's the arse. He is the arse of it. He's the arse of an angel and the voice of a devil.
The arse of an angel. He does, though.
He does, like.
Yeah, he does. Okay, so, Evan, ideal length of a set for a band for you is what? Let's distill it down.
Debatable. Yeah. As we've been doing.
Yeah.
Between, for a headline band.
Yeah.
Generally, 45 to an hour. Like, depends on the type of music.
Mm.
Like, hardcore band, like, Turnstile hour, like, I just say, again, it depends on everything. I'm expecting big legacy bands to do hour and a half.
Yeah. There's a
reggae,
thing there as well. Like,
hours.
I mean, like, there's stage fitness to be fucking reckoned in as well. Like, I mean, okay, so where are the punters that are standing there watching? Obviously, there's some that can sit if they fucking want to. Like, but I mean, that is serious. You need to be fucking fit to some degree to carry off a 50 to an hour gig standing. Like, I mean, you said you were exhausted, Howard, after that performance, emotionally drained as well. Like,
for us, I mean, we couldn't do much more than 40 minutes. I don't think it would be fair on anybody to do 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definitely a stamina thing. If you want to see that from a band that you're going to see, you want 35 minutes to 40 minutes of their best stuff, the most intense stuff, the stuff that's going to fucking penetrate you, you know?
Yeah.
But if you get into the chaff, if you're playing a gig as a band and you've got those two songs that are filler, just cut them out and have your shit booked.
Yeah.
Make your set shorter, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Danielle, would you agree?
Yeah, totally agree with what Evan said there. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Let you shorter again, half an hour, 40.
A lot of because I go to a mix of big bands and small bands. I'm constantly at gigs.
Yeah.
For me, headliner, like for arena headliner, 90 minutes.
Yeah.
90 is good. Yeah.
For an Academy or Free Olympia headliner, hour 25, hour 15, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair.
And which is so far, and for the likes of the Grand Social?
Hour.
Really? Not 45?
Yeah, like, you're paying for a show, like.
Hmm.
Like, well, I know it depends on genre as well, like, but for me...
Gamma Bomb were... How long did they play? I don't know. I was fucking pissed.
Who's this, Ev?
Gamma Bomb.
Gamma Bomb. When we were doing the tour with Gamma Bomb.
I'd say 40 minutes.
No, they did more than that.
Did they really?
It was more than that.
100%. It was like at least an hour.
Yeah.
Was that probably an hour? It was probably an hour.
Yeah,
I think it was an hour. Mm.
Right, so we'll say this now. I'm going to see, Emily and myself are going to see Mr. Bungle in June in Manchester.
So envious. So jealous. Are you going as well, Daniel?
I'm going to see him in Copenhagen, yeah.
Fuck. Okay, go on.
So what are you... So this is their own... They have one support. They have an absolute ridiculous amount of tunes. They have Dave Lombardo on drums. So he'll, like, there's stamina there. How long are we thinking is it an appropriate time that I should expect? Because I will let you know after you give me years.
I'd say 80 minutes.
Yeah, an hour and 10. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I don't think they could do much more than that.
Yeah, an hour and 10, yeah.
I would go say 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible.
I feel like 90 just... They haven't. I could literally just Google the sets they've been playing, or Google.
But a lot of their songs as well are fucking 2 minute.
This is it.
Two and a half.
But even they're old as well.
They're 50s and 60s.
Yeah, but they're
as well,
seasoned old. Age is wisdom.
I mean, look, Dillinger Escape Plan did it right. I thought they got to a certain age and realized this is unsustainable.
Well, you can't get
the type of shows that we're playing. You know.
Yeah.
You know. So
great example, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean,
I saw Dillinger's last Dublin gig in 2017, but I can't remember how long that was. It was, whatever it was perfect.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I think like, with that set, they were trying to do extra, but it was still perfect. Yeah, it was never an issue.
Here's, okay, so I'm going to three bands now that it'll actually be interesting to see, right? I'm going to Rammstein, right? And I fucking want to see 90 minutes at least of fucking them. Because it's all about the theatrics, the fucking pyrophorics.
Yeah, no, that's
it. Yeah, that's a big one. I will be hoping to see 90 minutes of that. And
I'm going to Green Day and Marley, and I'm expecting 2.5 hours.
Fuck that. Green Day.
Ugh. See,
they're playing American Idiot.
I think you're right. You're dead right. I think a band like Green Day are like, because they don't have to do the tours that are like, when you see their dates, they're like, the font is big, you know? It's not like, they don't need the amount of...
So what you say they're doing? They're doing the whole of American Idiot, is it, or what?
And Dookie, because
that's class, you can't, argue with that.
Okay,
so that's Rammstein for me. I'm going to see Jane's Addiction in Trinity, and I want to see 1 hour of their best. So I'm happy with that. Now if they go longer than that, I won't complain. But like, oh man, there's some bands. So and then
ask Dave Navarro if he has what it takes to be Ink Master.
Yeah. And then obviously Metallica as well. I'll be done with them after an hour and a half. I'll be fucking off, heading to a bar somewhere.
Well, with Rammstein, there's very few shows on earth like a Rammstein show.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you'd want 2 hours of that because it's just spectacular. Like,
But
that's just the music. You know, Rammstein are one of those bands that you could bring someone that doesn't even like metal or any kind of like, it's just like, look at this, like, it's Cirque du Soleil with German.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Shout out to my wonderful wife who fucking watched the whole of Rammstein, thoroughly enjoyed it, and came out and going, I didn't understand the word that he was singing. I go, he was singing in German. She goes, what's it really? Hadn't the fucking clue.
Of all the bands that you brought me to, that's the one I got.
They really spoke to me.
That one made sense to me.
I never got on the Rammstein hype.
Yeah,
I tell you that.
I think they're Marmite for people.
My
though.
Gran
some people
almost
love
said if she woke up fucking a couple of minutes earlier.
What were you saying, Howard?
They're kind of a Marmite band. I mean, I have people who get really intensely wound up when I say like Rammstein, and I don't understand why. You either love them or you don't. And I think anyone that went to a Rammstein show, though, I think would instantly fall in love with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Take my opinion with a pinch of salt. I saw the 1975 twice last year.
Yeah, fairly big, whole different.
Yeah, like I don't. Again, there's that thing of like I don't listen to them at all. They have probably never been played on any streaming service that I've ever used. But if I was at a festival and they were playing, I'd be like, I'm absolutely going, like 100%. I'm going to go see it, but I'm not going to, like, you know, they get announced, I'm like, oh wow, I'm not going. Like,
the opposite of me.
If someone gets me a ticket, I'll be like, I'll be all over it.
That said, no, I will say that a lot of people went to see Judas Priest and Saxon, and these lads are old. Now, I suppose Priest have sprinkled a bit of youth with Richie Faulkner,
the lads that went to it,
Andy Sneap. Both. But like Saxon were fucking unbelievable. Like, and you know, I don't know what the youngest guy is with them, but like certainly Biff and Paul Gilbert, and who's the other guy? Oh, Brian Tatler from Diamondhead is with him now. You know, and they dished out some performance years ago. Yeah. So the old dudes have the stage fitness as well, like.
Do you see KK Dowling's coming over in August with his Priest?
Yeah.
Kenny Dowling, is it?
But then, like, you're looking at the likes of fucking Bruce Springsteen then playing for 3.5 hours. Fuck off. Like, Jesus Christ. Oh, that was one of the worst gigs I was at. I went to see that in Limerick. I did, yeah. I was like a cunt. I couldn't get near the alcohol.
Is that in Thomond?
Yeah. All his fucking fans were blocking up the alcohol sections. Like, you think like Born to Run and stuff. I'm like, these are genuine fans and they're missing Born to Run. And I'm going, lads, Born to Run is on. Will you just get out of the fucking way so I can get some alcohol into me? Not a hope. I survived on espressos all fucking day because I couldn't get near the alcohol.
Espressos.
and stayed awake for 4 days solid over fucking Bruce. Fuck you, Bruce.
I saw Police and it was fucking unbelievable. Like that was like Police were
dumb. And the lads, is it?
2 hours.
I saw
Police
the Undertone.
Were definitely over 2 hours, but I expect that because I see fucking cover bands doing three.
Yeah.
Shout out Clive.
I saw the Undertones in the set and
Undertones.
Well,
I went for
my mom, but she didn't find out until 15 minutes before the gig. It wasn't your man with them anymore. It wasn't Fergal Sharkey.
Yeah.
And she was really disappointed.
But okay, let's wind it down because it's an hour and a half we've been on. Any last comments left before we pull the plug?
Yes.
Hashmaker or whatever the fuck he's
named. Hash kebab. He says, to be fair now, who else loves hash and kebab enough in the Irish metal scene to dedicate such a love to a YouTube username?
Yeah.
Fucking laws, you're all for real. Like.
Getting my plug in.
Miss you, big man. With there's only one thing holy about that arse, Howard, with a winky emoji. Username is taken 777. Said, lol, my work here is done. Conjuring from the Hellfire Club. Jane's Addiction will play for about hour 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And Mishy Big Man says in all caps, I will not have a word spoken against the boss.
Yeah. Did you grab a vinyl there or am I hallucinating? You did.
I did.
Test pressings of Partalon.
These are Partalon test pressings that came last week. Ooh. So we're finally in the last fucking leg of it all. Thank Christ.
Do you have
I'll send you my address, Howard.
Yeah. I'm going to send you an email or straight away, actually, Daniel, when we're done.
Down. Sound.
So yeah, with the test person, I presume you have a date.
We have a rough. We've an estimate.
A rough date. Yeah,
so we're talking. Okay. By the time June is done, we'll be done. We'll be out.
When you're working with multiple labels.
We're pulling from three different directions here. We're trying to get everything coordinated. But it's finally on the way. Takes a long fucking time.
Yeah. We'll welcome it when it comes out. It's unbelievable. Trust me. It's unbelievable. That's all I'll say.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's it, everybody. Listen, thanks a million for joining us tonight. We had a great crack, like 1 hour and a half of just absolute mayhem. And
too long of a set list. Maybe that's me.
And everything went okay. Thank you. And yeah, it's just so stay tuned. There's plenty of gigs. Take a look at the Dead Cult stuff that's coming through. There's two big gigs coming up, as Evan said. Just run them again, Ev. What are they?
15th June, there is Psychosis.
I'll be there.
Trench Knife. I'll be at.
Yeah, Trench Knife. Great band.
Mr. Mungo, yeah. And
Danielle and Letty, you're more than welcome to come down to witness that gig.
I'll be over at a wedding in Barcelona.
I've got too many gigs for June.
Okay, for fuck's sake. Okay, it's just me and you, Howard.
Oh, but look, and then on we try and all meet up at the Shardborn gig if everyone is around for the. Okay.
Then we have Shardborn, Haint, and Low Violence first gig.
That'd be class.
Which, what date is that, Ev?
The 29th of June.
Okay,
and then
perfect.
I'll be announcing more soon that are just fucking sick.
You can do the June gig guide, Evan.
Yeah.
I will be the June guide. Yeah, no, we've a good old submarine now.
Okay, so that's it, lads. Thanks again for joining me on the show, and thanks everybody out there that threw in comments and liked and watched it. Cheers, everybody.
Long.